Monday night, end of the day tour at Rubbish Lane Wisebot.
Thanks for waiting, isn't it? We spoke about the idea of waiting between the milk. Oh, I asked one wait for between meeting, what's what he said? That actually is interesting. As I was preparing the shift, well, yesterday we started off, why wait 6 hours between meat and milk? So someone told me, he's not here now actually, but someone told me once before, very interesting, that his wife was having some sort of operation and she had eaten something in the morning. So the doctor said to her, when was the last time you ate? So she said the time. He said, if 6 hours have passed, then there's no problem with doing the operation. It's digested already, there's no problem. So you want to tell me that it could be that's why we wait 6 hours. I must say, actually, if someone is meramas on this, the digestion takes 6 hours. That's not what we showed him say. So we showed him say, we saw yesterday, two shot him. One shot is the ramp, it's Rashi. Rashi says there's a residue in the mouth when you swallow. What was the lashon exactly of Rashi? The bosom moitzi shuman. It produces like a fatty substance. But who nibbat bepeh, sticks in your mouth. It gives out a taste in your mouth. So there's a residue of taste. When you swallow meat, what happens is there's a residue in your mouth of a fatty substance which lasts for 6 hours. Now, after 6 hours, that goes away. But during those 6 hours, it's like you've got meat in your mouth. So if you have cheese with it, it's like eating bosom hot. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam says a different shot completely. The Rambam learns that we're worried that meat might get stuck in your teeth. And for the first 6 hours, the Rambam learns, the meat in your teeth is called meat. It's got a shame meat. So if you were to have meat in between your teeth, and then you have a drink of milk or cheese, whatever, you're eating meat with milk. So those are the two shots of the Rishonim say. Comes out enough community, he said. According to the Rambam, if someone, for example, a mother chews meat for a baby to make it soft, but the baby can eat it, but then it spits out. She doesn't swallow the meat. According to the Rambam, that's possible in a shrine. It's got into your mouth, you have to wait 6 hours, even though you're not swallowing anything. According to Rashi, it's no problem. According to Rashi, you're not swallowing anything, therefore there's no problem, according to Rashi. And the Chayra, not enough, the other way around, enough medicine. You find meat in your teeth after 6 hours. According to Rashi, that's still called meat. We've got no raya. According to Rashi, it loses its shame meat after 6 hours. Whereas according to Rambam, it's not called meat anymore. That is okay. That's what we said yesterday, yeah? That is what came out yesterday. So we said now, what happens if someone finds meat in his mouth after 6 hours? What should you do? So this actually is a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly over here what you do. What I spoke to you yesterday about is not wrong, but it's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says, first of all, pay test, see Aleph. If someone finds meat in between his teeth, pay test. Thank you. The Ramah says, in Motzah Bosa Ben Shilov Achasha, Tzarich Lenakroi Ulasirei. You'll take it out. You should not swallow it. So the Ramos is quite clear, if someone finds meat in between his teeth after 6 hours, he should not swallow it, he should take it out. And then the question is, well, to wash your mouth out, could be after 6 hours, not to wash your mouth out, but you should take it out. What we spoke about yesterday, an interesting point, is what happens to such shilas. That's clear, that looks quite clear. After 6 hours, that means, for example, we said yesterday, someone has a meeting here at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon, and at 8 o'clock he finds in his mouth some meat after 6 hours and he swallows it. Does he have to count now 6 hours again? So the floor actually wonders about this. He doesn't know why not, but the miser, he seems to be taking on the minute oil of Mr. Maple. So our floor seems to say, what the minute, that's what he says, our floor. The floor seems to take on that. The miser, so let me just find it for you here. Someone swallowed this meat after 6 hours. So he brings yesh makilim, that you don't have to wait 6 hours. But it seems the minik olam after 6 hours is to eat. So again, in that story that we had yesterday, what we spoke about yesterday, where someone swallowed a piece of meat after 6 hours, it looks like as makom to make all that you do not have to wait 6 hours. I'm saying summer makom. Who's makom? Yes, Shech Mir 49. But the Ashulchan, he brings the summer makom.
You're looking at that before 6 hours.
What?
You're going to say before 6 hours as well.
I'm trying to say before 6 hours. Yeah, so that's the first thing. The first thing is much more cool if after 6 hours. Now, what about before 6 hours? How about, for example, someone has a flesh in the meal on Shabbos afternoon at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock he fills some meat in his mouth and he swallows it. Does he have to start the clock ticking now again, another 6 hours? So again, it's wrong to swallow it. Really, you should take it out. That's what Ramah says. Ramah says that you should take the meat out of your mouth. But if you didn't and you swallowed it within the 6 hours, so he says, Samar Mako, you do not have to wait 6 hours. It's not called Derech Achila. Some are making it again. Some will be machmir here as well, I suppose, yeah? But the Maisa, I think the Minigah Olam is to be makel, that we don't call it an Achila, and that's okay.
Is it 1 hour? Is it 3 hours? Is it 5 hours?
Good question. I think if you're makel, the Maisa, you're makel you after an hour, because it's not called an Achila. The people on makel hold it's not called an Achila at all. So the Chayra, I'm saying it's wrong to do, yeah? You're much better off taking it out. The Chachila wants to take it out. That's the thing. Then we carried on yesterday as well.
You could take out
Kaf Shabbos. You should remember the whole Kaf Shabbos, yeah? That is the halacha of thing. Actually, another interesting halacha source that I was preparing is what happens if someone had a meaty meal and unfortunately everything came out. He vomited. It came out. My supposed to say you still have to wait 6 hours.
You what?
You still have to wait 6 hours.
What did you say?
I suppose the point is because you did a Maestro Achila, maybe you don't know everything came out. The Maestro, the apostle say, in such a case, one has to be Bachman. One has to, what do you call it, one has to wait still 6 hours. You can't stop the 6 hours because of that. Yeah, that's true. Some people are meant to wait 3 hours. Some people won't wait 3 hours. That's true. Yeah, he's right.
So let's come to
tasting food in a moment. So now, we spoke yesterday about tasting food as well, very interesting. And that is, if someone tastes meaty food, for example. So, if someone tastes it and swallows it, even if it's a small amount, we said yesterday, he's fleishig. Chazal make a no plug. There's no difference how much meat you're having. Once you eat meat, and we said, who had in chicken soup? Even though according to the Rambam, there's nothing between your teeth. Yeah. According to Rashi,
6 hours.
Any, sorry? 6 hours.
If you 6 hours. For a spoon of soup, yeah.
What?
I'm saying, if somebody tastes some soup, whatever it is.
And he swallows it.
Swallows it.
He has to wait 6 hours. That is how it goes. Now, our show was yesterday. What about if someone tastes the food in his mouth and spits out? So he's not actually swallowed it. So according to Rashi and the Ram, there's nothing. Pastors, according to Rashi and the Ram, there's no problem. According to the Rambam, there's nothing between the teeth. You can put it in your tongue. According to Rashi, nothing's gone down your palate. So there's no problem at all. That is the chayr, which we said is okay to do. Then, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday. If you do that, you should rinse your mouth out, though. So on Erev Shabbos, a woman wants to taste the challah and see how it's going on. The husband wants to taste the challah and see what's going on. There's nothing wrong with doing it. You could taste it, put a bit on your tongue, and then spit out. And then wash your mouth out. You are not fleishig. You remain parv. We spoke about spitting vitamin tablets yesterday. We said that doesn't make you fleishig. If someone has a vitamin tablet which is meaty, he does not become fleshy from it, yeah? But what we did say was that if someone, for example, someone told me this also very interesting, actually, someone, for example, is fleshy himself. He's had a meaty meal, and now he wants to take a tablet which has got lactose in it. Lactose is milk. That he shouldn't do. Someone who's fleshy should wait at least an hour before he has a lactose tablet. Okay? And then finally, I just talked this halacha yesterday, we spoke about, what about on Shabbos? If someone has a bit of meat, what do you say, Moishi? Someone's got some meat in between his teeth. Is he allowed to walk in the street on Shabbos? No Erev, let's say there's no Erev, he's not relying on Erev. Is there a problem to walk in the streets with bits of food stuck in your mouth? What? It's not called Derech Hatzor, but the Maisa, is it allowed or not? Is it the Maisa, one should take it out? It's actually a lofty actually over here. I'm going to bring down. That's clear. Someone's got a food in his mouth. Someone's got a sweet in his mouth, for example. He can't walk in the street. He can't walk in the street with food mummies in your mouth, yeah? What we're talking about, Shirei Machal Hanes and Nisha Ben Ashinayim. We're talking about bits of food that stick in between one's teeth and gums. And it doesn't bother him. It's not bothering him. And he's not really thinking about it. It's not really something which he's thinking about. There's no problem of walking the street with that. He's allowed to do it. But if it disturbs him, he says, that means he can feel it in his teeth. It annoys him. He doesn't like it. Oi, but that if he wants to clean his teeth, or people can see it from the outside, that's not very pleasant, then he does not go out with it on Shabbos. So generally speaking, you're going business, you're not going to clean your teeth out before you go to the street on Shabbos. Someone has a meal, he's got food in his mouth, he's not going to clean his teeth out before he goes. If the item of food disturbs you, and you don't like it, you want to get rid of it, then you should not go to Chatkel in the street on Shabbos with that piece of food in your mouth. And then finally we spoke about what happens in the case of where a person actually has food in his mouth. Let's say the case of meat in his mouth. And a mice, he swallows it. So first of all, does he have to make a shahakah and yibivora on it before he swallows it? A mice, he's eating food. Does he have to make a brocha, shahakah and yibivora? Swaro, I would say, the mice, he's eating food, he knows what he's doing. A mice, they bring to the chaznish from others that it's all included in your first shahakah and yibivora that you made. Even though you made a brocha achron in between, burning the foshes, but burning the foshes wasn't going on what's in your mouth. Interesting swara this. They say that burning the foshes does not mean to exclude what's in your mouth.
You really takes out because of
that's what's worse, right? That's a good question. If you take it out, that's worse. Yeah, they're talking about it's in your mouth and you swallow it. Yeah, it's quite right, Chaim. If someone takes it out and then wants to put it back in again, that's worse. That, I don't know. I've got no rye in that case is right. Okay, Abkai, what we said yesterday. Now, today she's also very interesting.
Even if he's gone to a different place.
What?
He's walked to a different
place. Honey.
He's walked to a different place. Is that also okay?
It's not going to say a daz in your mouth. It's not called a hesek daz, it looks like. Right, today is very interesting. Also, there's also a lot of raid about this here. Today's shi, what's the shish is? What's the heading? Actually, I forgot what the heading was. What's the, oh, parbuk food cooked in a meaty pot. So I wanted to bring an example over here. So, why have you got a meaty pot and it, you washed it out and now you cook potatoes in it? I'm talking about bagels. Now, so he's cooked potatoes in this pot, which was used for meaty boys yesterday. Last night, he cooked meaty meatballs in the pot. Let's talk about a clean pot. He washed out the pot. And now, he cooks potatoes in that pot. And he eats the potatoes. Now, the question is, does he have to wait 6 hours now after eating those potatoes? That's the question. That's question one. Question one is, may one eat dairy food straight away now after eating potatoes? That's shy number one. So again, you've got a meaty pot. This is my meaty pot over here. I've washed it out. I used, I used it last night. And now it's clean. I cook potatoes inside this meaty pot now. I take them out. I eat the potatoes by itself. So the question is, do I have to wait 6 hours for that?
No.
That's scene one. Scene two, which we're not going to discuss today, but it's also very interesting, Shaila, is those potatoes that I take out of this pot, can I put cheese on them and eat it? That's scene two. There's two different Shailas. One is the waiting time. Do I become fleshy by eating those potatoes? Because they were cooked in a fleshy pot. So do I now have to wait 6 hours because I'm eating the potatoes that were cooked in a fleshy pot? That's story number one, which is what we're going to discuss now. And story number two is, the same story, can I put cheese on those potatoes itself and eat it? So let's talk about scene one. Scene one is, do I become fleishig?
If you become fleishig, then you can't put cheese on it.
Exactly. So that's why you know the answer already. The answer is you do not become fleishig. If someone has those potatoes, he is not fleishig. He can have milk straight away. So for example, someone had cholent on Sunday afternoon, in a pot, he cleaned out the pot, he put potatoes inside there, and then he cooked
night.
It. What?
Sunday night,
he cooked potatoes inside it.
Sunday night.
After he eats the potatoes, he wants to have cheese. Not with the potatoes, after the potatoes, he wants to eat cheese. Is he allowed to eat cheese? The answer is yes. He is not. What? No, I'm not talking about eating milk with it. I'm talking about, are you fleishig?
Fleishig coffee, you said no. Now,
that's coffee? The next one. I'm not talking about that tonight. That's scene two. I'm not talking about that.
Not mixing.
Same thing. Eating together at the same time. Okay, I don't know. That comes under section two, though. Yeah, after my waiting time. So the mice of the halacha is that you are not fleishig. Even the pots of Ben Yoimai, like we said, even though the pots of Ben Yoimai, there's no problem. You can even do it in a chatchila, actually. You can even cook potatoes in there in a chatchila to eat. You do not become fleishig. There's no problem at all whatsoever. You have not become fleishig. Even if you cook the dover chorif of parav inside there, a sharp thing, I can't think of an example, a dover chorif parav, what can you cook in there? I don't know what. onions. You've got onions inside there, whatever it is. You are not. There's not a tabachorim.
Mix onions and potatoes in that pot.
Let's say, yeah. So even so, you may add that. That's no problem whatsoever. Yeah, so the Leviathan, that's quite simple.
What's the difference
between Ben-Yavim and not Ben-Yavim? There's no difference. This halacha of waiting, there's no difference between whether it's within 24 hours, after 24 hours, you are not flying.
Leaders do not go into the potatoes. Basically,
not be fine to say. First of all, I'm not sure, even if it does go in, you ask me that, but that's not right what you're saying. Even if the taste does go in a bit, but it's not enough of a taste to make it that Chazal will go in to wait 6 hours. You've not eaten literally meat here. Chazal only made the Issa of Hamtona when you eat literally meat. In fact, not only this Rabbi said, but who are din, if someone is cooking in an oven, a kegel, and there's meat cooking in the oven.
At the same time. Both covered.
And they're both uncovered.
Uncovered.
Both uncovered. So the zeyah, the steam, goes in. Even so, you are not fleishig. That kegel, you're not fleishig. I'm not saying that you're allowed to put cheese on our kegel. We're not talking about that. We are talking about if you eat the kegel, do you become fleishig? What?
The answer is not.
It's not enough. The zeyah that goes in is not enough of a taste of meat to make it that you have to wait 6 hours. Yeah? Is that clear, I would say? Yeah?
It's
you're cooking in an oven, you've got meat and potatoes all over.
You eat the potatoes, you have a coffee, afterwards.
You have to
wash your mouth out.
We're not talking about together. It's got no taste, there's nothing there. I think I wrote about this, actually washing your mouth out. One does not need kinuach v'adocha.
Okay, sure.
So there's no problem in this. I want to make this clear, obviously. I don't want anyone coming up with the wrong thing here, yeah? We're talking about over here, are you fleishig? The answer is no, but we're not talking about eating it with cheese. We're talking about now just, are you fleishig by eating the kegel, which is in the oven together with the steam, or are you fleishig if you cooked the potatoes in a pot that was meaty, which has been used within the last 24 hours? The answer to that is no.
Why is it if you have the zeyah of the pot going into fried onions and it doesn't go onto the potatoes? It's always a dorab chalif. Why does it make the potatoes fleishig? If the pot's within 24 hours.
No, what's the story? What's that?
You've got a pot, which you've done meat in it. And then within 24 hours, you fry, clean pot now, you fry onions in that pot.
Oh.
Are those onions fleishig?
They're meaty that you can't eat with cheese. But are they meaty that you have to wait 6 hours? Are they meaty you have to wait 6 hours? The answer is no. You do not have to wait 6 hours after eating those onions. They've got a bit of residue of meat in them, but it's not enough to make you have to wait. There's a chiddush in the shah. I want to speak exactly, because many people make a mistake with this over here. Up to now, we have spoken about a clean pot. I talked to you about a clean pot. You cook the chunks in your pot on Sunday afternoon. The mice cleaned it out. 2 hours later, you cook the potatoes. And I've told you, you're allowed to eat those potatoes after you can eat those potatoes. You're not fleishig. What about if someone did not clean the pot? Someone's got a fleishig pot, which he's rinsed it out, but there's still a residue of meat on it. It's not managed being scrubbed properly. Now, he cooked potatoes inside there. Mm-hmm. Are those potatoes meaty? Mamish, you have to wait 6 hours. So this is a big shaila. This is a big question. So the shach says that you are not fleishig. The question is, what's the shach talking about? Some learn the shach's talking about where you got shishim against the meat, so you can't taste the meat. Others learn, in Chiddush actually, that here, since your kavod is not in the meat at all, it's a residue, you're just too lazy to clean the pot. Others learn you're not fleishig. It's a very big chiddush, actually.
What do you mean residue? Is a bits of meat there?
Yeah, bits of meat there, clean. I mean, bits of meat there means it's been washed out, but it's not been scrubbed, let's say. So you've got residue of meat there.
Grease.
You've got meat
there.
You've got bits of meat there. Shach's talking about, even if you've got bits of meat there, it could be. But very small bits, so you really, it's not really what you're interested in. You're not interested in having the meat. You're interested in the potatoes. But you're too lazy to clean the pot out. So some say it's only mutter if you have shishim against that meat. Others learn that since you're not machaven for the meat at all here, it's different to a normal case. You're not, oh no, come on, you're just too lazy to clean the pot out.
Can I eat it on a milk and plate?
What?
Can I eat it on a milk and plate?
that could be worse. We're talking about becoming a flight sheet. Putting it onto a melting plate could be worse.
In the first case, without any residue, the potatoes itself, a clean potato in a clean pot, should be used for meat. Can I put that on a melting plate?
I don't know, I'm not sure. Hot, can you put it on? Can you put it on a milky plate? I don't know, I'm not sure. You can't eat it with cheese. I'm not sure if you can put it on. I'm not sure if you can put it on a milky plate. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. So here, Rabbi Sagin, you've got bits of remnants of meat which is in the pot. It's insignificant. You're not interested at all. It's got no chashivas. So there's a shaila now. If you cut potatoes inside there, do you become meaty? Is that the case? The chatchila one second shouldn't do it because it's a big shaila. You haven't got shishidicha, you shouldn't do it because at some possible point you become meaty. If one did, and one's got problems, and one has to ask a rob, it's possible one can be made in such a case. Okay, I'm going to stop there.
Oh, yeah.
No,
scenario two, I'll put it on next week.
I don't know where it's going to be a scenario.